Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Good morning, 710 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Ought to be kind of an interesting hearing today downtown at the courts, where the lawsuit involving former medical director for Escambia County, Ramey Edler, and the county commissioners and the claims of retaliation and improper firings and the Matt Sulliver case is dragged into all of this. And there's no good short version, but here's the shortest version of all of this. Remember those text messages that came from Jeff Bergosh's phone, allegedly?
Yes.
That wound up 60,000 or so text messages that wound up in an Excel spreadsheet sitting in a flash drive on Jonathan Owen's desk before he, while he was still employed at the county as Doug Underhill's chief of staff.
Yes, we do.
And we had Jonathan on to talk about those. And the reason this had come to light was because of the Ramey Edler lawsuit, where they allege that the text messages that they had come into possession of, that those text messages were relevant to county business and the allegations they were making against the county. The county has always said that there's no professional or you know, official business being done on the cell phones of the county commissioners. I think we all know that's false. I mean, you just know that's false. You know, there, of course, is county business. Commissioner Bergosh has maintained that, well, it's just a little bit. You know, it's not that much. And that's the reason he wanted to have county staff work on his cell phone, is because they were protecting the county business and the public records that were on it. Of course, if that's true, then it ought to be easy to get those public records from Escambia County. And I have still not. I was on vacation, but I expect today or tomorrow, probably, I'll give Allison Rogers an email or a call and say, hey, you know, I'd like to see some of these things. And their long stated positions that there's no county business going on these phones. Well, it can't be that there's no county business going on the phones if he's also deliberately having county staff preserve the phone to have the public records be maintained. Like, it can't be both. It might also be true that Commissioner Bergosh is polishing his explanation for the county staff doing the maintenance on his personal cell phone. It could be that he went to them deliberately to have them recover the public records. It could be that he wanted his phone worked on and he wanted to use public, you know, dollars and county staff to do that. And in the process, this record was created, which he wanted to be destroyed, but which, of course, has at least some public records on it. And those have never been disclosed publicly until the PNJ this morning has a really good article. Jim Little, the PNJ, has come into possession of the entirety of the spreadsheet. And they're saying that Jonathan Owens has confirmed to them that it's the same one that he got. So it's the same one that the lawyers, apparently, for Ramey Edler have, that they are asking a judge to rule on today whether there's any public documents in there that are relevant to the lawsuit, which, looking at the text threads included in the PNJ story, there are. So, including one, interestingly, where Commissioner Bergosh is talking with his wife about public records, and, well, about the case and some of the background here. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what the judge, if a decision is made today, what that decision will be about these public records. Of course, I have my own interest in the wide variety of things that might be in, even if it's only, as Jeff says, 5 to 10% of the 60,000 messages. You know, 10% is still 6,000 text messages about county business. And it could be all kinds of things. Who knows, you know, what's in there? Time will tell. A, whether we get the public records from official sources or have to seek them some other way. Or B, you know, if we do get them from official sources, what they say about what's been negotiated through the cell phone. And again, I think you would be foolish to think that these records don't exist also on other commissioners or city council or anyone else's public, you know, their private phone. This is why when I brought up to Wes Moreno a couple of weeks ago and I said, well, you know, we have systems for archiving the text messages that are on their work phones. why don't we do that with the public phone or with the private phones too? And then, you know, they can just delete off all the personal stuff. And he did not like that idea. And I don't think any of the commissioners like that idea. But look, if you're going to do business on your private phone, then it is a public record under the Sunshine Law, just like, you know, city council communications in Milton. And I have said Mike Cusack has failed to provide the full totality of his text messages or his call logs. And, you know, I mean, these are issues. I'm telling you, my view, okay, Andrew's view, I don't have a problem with officials doing business on their private phones. I just want that to be publicly available, which is also what the law requires. And so if, you know, and there are various levels of sunshine violation. There's inadvertent sunshine violations, and then there's overt or intentional sunshine violations, and they're pretty serious things. So if the county for years, as far as I know, from other people who have made records requests and been told there's no such information available, no record responsive to your request, well, what does that mean for the county, for those officials, for perhaps the legal staff at the county? Well, time will tell. We'll see. It ought to be an interesting hearing today. 7:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, good news is, again, we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Front and back gate at NAS and the gate at Corey, too, moving just smoothly, just fine this morning. Not showing any issues on 90 or 10 or 110. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, if you could, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're getting ready to do a project around the house to fix something up, you know, follow the advice of one of my old bosses. He said, Andrew, I only want you to come to me in two circumstances. I want you to come to me when you don't know what to do and when you do know what to do, which is all the time. And that's the same thing. If you're doing something for the first time around the house to fix it up, hey, go to Pensacola Hardware and you can tell them your plan. And then they'll tell you, that's a good plan. And here's the stuff you need for it. Or they'll tell you, you know, there might be a better way. And here's the stuff you need. And that's the point, is they are the experts. They're not just the sort of the staff that's there that can point you in the direction of the screws or the, you know, the hammers. They can literally tell you how to do it, what's the best way to do it, what problems you might run into. If you're a professional building homes or doing, you know, repairs or remodeling, they can tell you what the code requires. They probably know the inspectors. They can tell you how to make sure you do it properly so that you pass the inspection, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's the institutional knowledge that they have there, because they are the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. 1851 they were founded, and they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola ever since, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Touch a Truck Career Expo is Saturday from 11 to 4 at Community Maritime Park. Activities for all ages. $5 at the gate. See visitpensacola.com for more. The crew of Airship Pirates and the crew of Cheers presents the Summer Splash Bash this Saturday at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds, benefiting the cruise charities. More at eventsrelaxing.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get off my property.
It's a free country. I can do whatever I want.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops on you.
Well, then do it. Go on.
Maybe I will. Gosh.
Helps coming. Into the box is England. Played across. Denied. From distance. Kept alive. Right side. Bronze. Into the box. Missed one. Here's Daly's pass. Shot. Off the crossbar. Rebound cleared by Bate. Was that close?
That was at the 17-minute mark in the women's final. Early Sunday morning. Spain versus England. England driving in from the left. And as you heard the commentator, they're putting it off of the crossbar, so that's a no-goal situation. 29 minutes in, Spain driving down and passing off to the left.
Spain looking to counter. They see it wide left. It was open earlier.
Passes again to the
They've
farther left.
They've got numbers forward now. Late run, come out of the box. In front, go! Spain leads! Carmona!
Brilliant shot all the way to the other side of the goal, to the very front right side, past the diving defender. So Spain goes up 1-0 early at the 65-minute mark. Spain again in front of the goal.
Almaty, more skill, leads it left. Carmona, in line, cutting it back in front. Nobody there. Settle there. Spain looking, still looking. Parayuelo, blocked out.
But wait.
Corner for Spain. Appeals for a handball.
Yeah, it touched the defender's hand. So an English player's hand got in the way, touched the ball in the penalty box. That is a penalty kick.
After review, there is a punishable handball by number 4. Decision is penalty.
There you have
it. So Spain at the 69-minute mark is looking to go up 2-0.
Hermoso is ready. Hermoso with the strike, save by Earps.
An amazing save by the English goalie. Dives on the ball, catches it, guesses correctly, keeps it at 1-0, keeps our hopes alive. 90 minutes plus stoppage time.
Into space. Maybe something here. Runners in the box, save by Earps.
Another try by Spain. They get to plus 13 minutes of stoppage time. It was a lot. There were some injuries and some other things going on. But corner kick by England. Last chance just to tie it to get to overtime.
From the corner, driven up. Coy grabs it. That might be enough. It is. Spain wins the World Cup.
There you go. So Spain wins their first ever World Cup, and now we wait 4 years for it to happen all over again. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump confirming he will not be attending the presidential debate, Republican presidential debate this week. He made a Truth Social post on Sunday. He said the public knows, quote, who I am and what a successful presidency I had. While citing a sizable lead in national polls. The National Hurricane Center downgrading Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone after bringing a lot of rain to the southwest.
This storm, it did exactly what we were afraid of. The wind was not a huge ordeal. We only have 50,000 people without power. It's been all about the rain, the mudslides, the landslides, the rock slides, the debris flows, the burn scar areas.
And that storm is expected to lose steam and dissipate before the end of the day. And as that storm was hitting, apparently they also had an earthquake in California yesterday. It was a magnitude 5.1 in Ventura County. And they're still apparently having aftershocks today.
Yeah, a hurricane, they're calling it.
Hurricane.
You
yes.
You thought all we had to worry about was earthquakes. Sharknado, I think, is another term that we've been considering. Yeah, so that's going on the West Coast. You got Hillary, first one since the 30s or something, 39. I gave you the wrong, I think I said before it was 26, 1939. was the last time a tropical storm hit Southern California.
The year Wizard of Oz came out. Wow.
It's crazy, right? And then now in the Gulf, have you taken a look at the NOAA map lately?
Golly.
So you've got this Disturbance 1, which is out in the Gulf, basically halfway between us and the Yucatan Peninsula, and it's going due west towards like southern Texas. That's not going to affect us. Then you've got Franklin, south of the Dominican Republic. That's weirdly not going to affect us, not the way you would think. It's going to go west and then go straight north, like towards, you know, Maine or east of there even. Gert has now formed. That was only Storm 6 yesterday. That's going to bend and go away. Emily has formed. So we have three named storms plus this tropical depression in the Gulf, the three named storms in the Pacific. Emily's not going to affect us. And this fifth, I kid you not, fifth is likely to become a form. It's got a 70% chance of cyclone formation. That's changed since just this morning, up from a 40% chance, but also not going to come our way. So we got all of this activity, none of it relevant to us. Whew. For now. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now either. It looks like I-10, I-110. I keep talking about that. But just everything is running smoothly so far. We're not showing any problems on 12th Avenue. Taking a look at Cross, Bars, and Jordan Street also. All clear. Everything's running just like it should. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you have work that needs to be done in your import, you think these are good cars, a Lexus, a Mercedes, a Porsche, a BMW, cars that you spend a little bit extra to get. You don't have to spend extra to service and maintain them. You might think you do, but you don't. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can take them to Bobby Lycus Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. You know, imports, and they work on domestics, of course, too. They work on pretty much anything, including your diesel engines. It's not something everybody works on, but they work on those, no sweat. The philosophy is preventative maintenance. Their website, carclinicservice.com, like preventative maintenance, like a car healthcare clinic for your car. You know, take your body to the doctor, take your car to Bobby Lycus and have them look at it and see it healthy so you don't have to see it they don't have to see it broken and badly, you know, the expensive stuff. That's kind of the idea. So whatever the car, whatever the need is, take it into Bobby Lycus Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 7:27 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy, do you like farms and fields with flowers and plants and things like that?
Yeah,
do you like sunflowers?
Yeah, they're pretty great. Cool? Yeah.
When you see sunflowers, do you feel the need to take your clothes off?
I mean, no, I do not.
Not uniquely for that particular reason.
Or any reason, usually. So almost never do.
There's this farm that apparently this has become such a problem that they're actually putting signs up.
Saying don't take your outfit off?
Yeah.
Near the sunflowers?
I kind of have to describe this for you. It says no public nudity, and the little icon that it's got the red band symbol over is of a guy with, like, you know, underwear around his ankles.
Sure, okay.
Or a woman presumably taking
with
off a bikini
couple
top.
Of bars,
and kinda,
yeah, sure. Why?
Reminder to all.
Where is this?
The Stoke. Not with an R. Stoke Fruit Farm on Hailing Island off of England's south coast. Okay, so it's the Brits. It's always the Brits, weirdly, if it's not Florida. Reminder to all, we are a family area, and please keep your clothes on in the sunflowers. We are having an increase of reports of naked photography taking place, and this must not happen during our public sessions, please. And apparently not, like, the most discreet of areas. Apparently it's around other people, you know, so it's kind of a voyeurism thing, too. Or a not voyeurism. What's the word for when you want to show off to other? Exhibitionist. It's kind of an exhibitionist thing. And, you know, also kids, which kind of makes it criminal.
So it's like that park and off Scenic?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not off like that park off Scenic.
They don't have sunflowers.
They do not have sunflowers. You're absolutely right.
They do have bluffs.
They
though.
Do have people. That's
they do
so
have
weird.
People and
what a beautiful area to walk.
Chimneys and well, I guess chimneys and bluffs are a little bit different, but still.
That's true.
Know,
there's two separate
one
ones. There's two separate
water.
Ones you can go to. Exhibitionist.
Lots of places
sure
you can go if you want to do things. So I don't recommend it. No. Britney Spears is available again.
Yes.
Still married for 26 years.
Aren't you glad that Danny's not crazy?
I really, really am. And can I tell you just this, like, one little insight into how men think, though? Okay, just because this is worth knowing. If you're one, just
please.
Listen to me. I'm trying to give you advice, okay,
please.
To understand. So here's how the average guy reacts to this news. Britney Spears. Wow. Yeah, but she's completely around the bend. Yeah, but she's Britney Spears. That's
That's, yeah, it's like the Vicky Mendoza line.
I mean,
on,
you know,
right.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of drama there, but I mean, you know, she is super hot, right? You know, like that's just the male reaction to the. So if you want to understand men, I'm not saying this helps you navigate the waters all that well. I'm saying that the average guy reacts to this story with a, really?
Yeah. And she's looking
really?
At you like, I know.
You know,
see her ex, soon to be ex-husband, is a model.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of funny.
Girls is players too.
And he says what he says. Yeah, I mean, it'd be unfair to ask you to give us any privacy, but just please do it kindly. Because that's what media and social media are all about, is, you know, the kind of treatment of people when they're having a 14-month breakup.
Yeah, this one isn't even that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Hillary downgraded by the National Hurricane Center to post-tropical. Its winds dropping under 40 miles per hour, but it's pounding California, Nevada, and Arizona. The 911 system knocked out by the storm in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Indio. No timetable for the lines to return, according to officials.
Power lines are down. There is a lot of debris all across the area from Palm Desert to Palm Springs. So there is some concern today as people are waking up and probably still going to see a lot of standing water.
Fox Weather meteorologist Nicole Valdez in Palm Springs. Maui's Mayor Richard Bisson says 114 people are confirmed dead, 27 identified, 11 families have been notified. President Biden and the First Lady leave Lake Tahoe later today. They're going to meet people in Maui. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. News Radio 92.3. It's 80 on a Monday morning here in Pensacola. A crowd was gathered to cheer on a swimmer that was wrapping up a 20-mile journey in Navarre Beach Saturday. And that is Pensacola man Andrew Edwards wrapped up that long swim, a possible world record even. Edwards started that morning in Pensacola Beach. The swim was an effort to raise money for a local nonprofit adoption and rescue shelter, the Hotel for Dogs and Cats. Andrews tells Channel 3 he'd been working on his conditioning and was looking forward to the swim for months.
There's a lot of great swims around the world, but we have one of the most beautiful beaches and a great cause, so it just made sense.
And the Marathon Swim Federation now working to certify whether or not that swim will actually set a world record. ECUA's board voting on some rate increases for sanitation, water, and sewer this week. The increases would be 9.5% for sanitation. That would include a second can, either trash or recycling, without an extra cost. There would also be a 5% increase in water and sewer rates. The board did approve the first vote on these increases earlier this month, the final vote happening tomorrow. A million-dollar drainage project going on in Century. The project will be replacing and improving stormwater drainage systems on Front Street, Jefferson Avenue, and Church Street. They'll be routing around an existing failing system on private property that was damaged back in Hurricane Sally. The project bid came in at $943,000. That's expected to be reimbursed by FEMA. Well, he was a Santa Rosa County Commissioner, a Gulf Power employee, a man of service. We're talking about Don Salter, and it was confirmed he passed away on Sunday.
Well, I knew him as a serviceman. I went to many events where he was honored for his service in the Army. He was a great patriot. He did things for this country, and I think part of that service that he learned in the military was that he would endure 20 years of serving on a commission. And commissioners take a lot of heat, and they take a lot of pressure. But Don handled it with such great poise and dignity that he really represents the very best of the best.
And that is State Senator Doug Brox, and they're sharing his memories of Salter with Channel 3. Salter, also an Army veteran, inducted into the state's Veterans Hall of Fame last year. There's a search underway for a missing plane. The Coast Guard said yesterday a Cessna 402 plane took off in Fort Lauderdale and disappeared. It was last seen 17 miles west of Eleuthera in the Bahamas. The plane may have gone down. There was only one person on board. The Coast Guard and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force now conducting a search. Florida State University's athletic director says he plans to stay in Tallahassee. Michael Alford denying any interest in being the AD at the University of Southern California. The Los Angeles Times, though, did report that USC had been vetting Alford for the job. Alford says he is not and never has been a candidate for it. He says he has no interest in that or any other job, and tells the Tallahassee Democrat that he's still totally focused on the opportunities ahead for Florida State. 735 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much right now. Good news, of course, watch for school buses on the road, but not showing any problems right now. It looks like Fairfield not showing any issues out at all. Down to the split, we're not showing any issues on New Warrington, Mobile Highway. Everything looking good this morning. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a hot and humid day today with a 20% chance of rain. High near 94, feeling more like 107. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Tuesday, heat continues with a high near 98, sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Wednesday, temperatures continue to rise with 100 degrees for our high temperature, mostly sunny skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Another breakthrough for Regeneron. The pharmaceutical firm says the FDA has approved its new treatment for an eye condition known as macular degeneration, a leading cause of blindness among the elderly. The injection, called Eylea, has been shown to help slow vision loss. The news comes after the FDA last week approved a different Regeneron treatment, this one for a rare blood disease. Shares are up 1.5% pre-market. Oil prices are moving higher as investors weigh tightening supply from OPEC Plus production cuts against renewed concerns about global demand growth. The U.S. benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, is up close to 1%, hovering around $82 a barrel. Last week, fears of China's sluggish recovery led oil prices to snap a seven-week winning streak. On Wall Street, analysts speculated the market might be oversold after three straight losing weeks. It appears some investors agree futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The first Republican presidential debate is fast approaching. This Wednesday, Republican presidential candidates will gather in Milwaukee to debate the issues leading up to the 2024 presidential election. The candidates are all hoping to close the gap on former President Trump and separate themselves from the rest of the pack. News Radio 92.3 will carry the debate live from 8 till 10 this Wednesday. Hear history in the making on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Live and forget.
in excess. And then, you know, you go back and you get like, listen like these.
Oh, Shaboom Shabbat.
Yeah, yeah. And then you move forward with like X and stuff. Mm-hmm. Before there was Twitter, there was X, which had Suicide Blonde on it.
Right, right. That's right.
And but this is, I never know whether it's the album I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. Whether that's it's because it's the one I fell in love with, or whether it really is the best one that the band
right.
did.
Right, I thought Kick was,
but
at
Kick is
tops,
a
man.
Genuinely fantastic.
I saw them in concert. It was in D.C. It was like 6 concerts before he died, and I got dragged to it because I was like, it's in excess. I liked Kick, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, he owned the room. He was like Bowie. He was so good. Oh my gosh.
Devil Inside. Everything
was so good. Yeah, he was.
All right,
phenomenal.
So that's your music conversation for the day.
There you are. It's 7:40 on a Monday.
Talk about a rock or dying. Fantastic, Candy. You're the best.
Hey,
7:41 on News Radio 92.3. So former President Trump is not going to go to the debate, as he posted on Truth Social, which I still have a hard time taking serious. I'll just be honest. You know, when you call your things retruths, it's like if you...
It's like an 8-year-old explaining where the cookies are.
Yeah, if you tweet something and then somebody shares it, they call that retweeting, right? Although I guess now that's re-Xing. I don't know. I give up. But retruthing, they say, like, Donald J. Trump retruths.
Well, that's accurate, right?
It's just so dumb. Be innovative. Anyway, so as of 15 hours ago, he says, new CBS poll just out has me leading the field by, quote, legendary numbers. Does that mean they're not really legendary? Because quotes typically mean it's different from when the thing you're saying. Like, air quotes is when you don't really mean it.
That's right.
Does he not get that air quotes? Okay, whatever. well, our quotes could just be quotes. Trump, 62%, 46 points above DeSanctimonious, who is crashing like an ailing bird, exclamation mark. I feel like he needs a peppermint patty. Good one, sir.
Sounds like he needs a Snickers.
Yeah, that too. Ramaswamy, 7%. Pence, 5%. Scott, that's Tim Scott, 3%. Nikki Haley, 2%. Sloppy Chris Christie, 2%. Just... And then, quote, Ada? Is it Aida? Is he referencing the opera, or is he referencing?
I think he meant Asa, right?
Yeah, but he says it's Ada, and is it? I don't know. Even his jokes are too weird for me. Hutchinson, 1%, which I think is probably an overestimation. The public knows who I am, and that's the and symbol, not the and word. What a successful presidency I had, because who has time to type out and? Really?
Yeah.
What a successful presidency I had, with energy, independent, strong borders, and military, biggest ever, capital ever, tax, again, and regulation cuts, no inflation, strongest economy in history, another and, much more, and all caps. I will therefore not be doing the debates. Just one exclamation mark. So I don't know how serious he is about this. Anyway, so yeah, he's not going to be on the debate stage on Wednesday when they do the Fox News debate. And here's what's kind of interesting. If you want to see, you know, the people who are actually going to be there, I mean, he mentions all of them. But it's everybody but Trump. So my question is this smart? Is this sensible? Is this a good idea? Do you want him to be on the debate stage? My take, 437-1620, I think this is actually probably his best option. See, I'm torn, okay? On the one hand, Trump historically has, I mean, he draws all the oxygen to himself, right? So if he's in the room in the debate, then he's going to be the story of the debate. But if he avoids the debate, he accomplishes a couple of things. He doesn't make himself vulnerable in any way, right? He is winning, based on the polls, by huge margins. He's exactly right about that. People who would like to see a different candidate find it rather despairing that he's leading by such huge margins. But he is clearly leading by massive margins in the polling. And what I see this as being, I see there being some sort of smarts to it. There's also a fear element in it, I think. It's a clever, scared, bizarre way to, if he can really draw people to watch him do Tucker Carlson on X, as opposed to watching Fox News do the debate, then the people who are his faithful, let's say the, you know, 40% of the Republican Party that are, you know, Trump, Trump, always Trump, never a question, doesn't matter the news story, doesn't matter anything, right? Those folks, they're going to vote for him anyway. Okay, but that other like 15 to 20% might want to watch him because they're kind of sort of Trump loyalists. what he definitely wants, I think, is to prevent them from seeing what the alternatives might be. You know, because if you're willing to put yourself up against the competition, you're willing to put yourself in the arena against all the other competitors because you say my brand will stand out in a direct taste test. Well, he's not saying that here. He's saying, look, I'm winning already. What do I need this debate for? He's right. Okay. And second, but the other sort of the buried message there is, but if I do allow myself to be subjected to the taste test, maybe I don't taste so good anymore. Right? You know, if you're overwhelmingly winning the war, let's think old style biblical times, men versus men war. You've got 100,000, they've got 10,000. You're winning, and the 10,000 says, "Hey, let's do, you know, debate by proxy champions. You guys send out your biggest dude, and we'll send out this shepherd, you know, Goliath, David and Goliath, right?" Well, if you're winning overwhelmingly in a war, you don't agree to something that would harm your chances. So it's savvy, but it reads to me like he's afraid to be measured up to everybody else in the debate stage, which I also don't believe is really true. But there's something about that here. I don't think this is the typical, I'm just going to counter program because I can. There's something else going on here, but it's going to allow everybody else to be on the stage and present their views. And they're also going to be in the weird position of, I want to attack him because I want his people, but I don't want to attack him because I don't want his people to hate me. You know, it's just an odd thing all around. 437-1620, what do you think? Is it a good idea for him to not be at the debate? I mean, strategically for him. Do you find it a mark against him that he's not going to be at the debate? Do you wish he were? Are you glad he's not? I mean, you know, your opinions. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote. Visit KnoxPest.com. It's KNOX. Knox, knocks them out. Fairfield down to one lane. This is eastbound from Pace Boulevard and really backed up almost to W Street to Rosa Parks Transit Center because it's down from one lane from Pace to the Rosa Parks Transit Center, the Sheriff's Substation. It just as it has been. They've been doing construction on that area for a long time, so it's down to one lane. Very slow, and again, backed up to W Street right now. If you have traffic tips, and thank you so much for doing it already, but text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So that one little lane reduction, that tiny little area,
it's still, it just
backed it all the way up to,
up, yep, and like W, just when flowing, you're sitting right there at Fairfield, I mean, even at like 4:50 in the morning, you're like, come on,
I know. It's bad. Hey, speaking of cars and the time you spend in them, do you love your car? Do you love the time you spend in your car? Or is this, if you're caught in the backup, is this like, oh, more time in this thing? Listen, you should like your car. You should not be embarrassed about your car. You should feel like when I ask the question, you love your car, your answer should be yes. Well, get back to that. Like, you deserve to enjoy the time you spend in your car and not dislike it or even, you know, really hate it. So go to Frontier and look around. Browse. They've got 300 cars and trucks on the lot. You know, good quality vehicles, a year, 2, 3 years old. You know, low miles, great condition, good prices. Find something you're going to love. You know, try. I'll tell you, you can do it this way. Try a bunch of different things, and if you don't love any of them, then don't buy any of them. I mean, wait till you can find something that you're really going to love, and then put the money into that, and then drive that one for 10 or 15 years. It's kind of how we do cars. So anyway, Frontier, great quality vehicles at good prices, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Hey, a couple of these texts, 437-1620. Let's see here. That one already. Somebody here says, legendary numbers of the week for Trump will come. It is Georgia. Yeah, where are they going to show up for the Georgia? We'll see about that. Weirdly, though, almost the more allegations against him, even the more indictments, it's like it just makes him stronger. It's like Brer Rabbit, you know? You know, just like the tar baby.
It is, right.
The more you play with it, the worse it gets, you know? Listen. I think so much has been said about the phenomenon surrounding President Trump, and there's so much more to be said, but I've never seen anything like this in American politics ever. You know, it's a completely wild phenomenon, you know, and from the Christian perspective, from the conservative perspective, from the liberal perspective, from media handling, from the legal allegations against him, from the, you know, the protest slash riot slash insurrection. We've never seen anything like this in American politics. Let's see. Somebody here says, keep in mind that he can't be, I don't know what this says. He won't sign the pledge, I think is what this person is getting at. He can't be at the debate until he'll sign the pledge. And the pledge is that I'll support whoever wins the nomination. And
right.
He said there's a couple of people I will not support. Therefore, mm-hmm. I can't sign the pledge. Which is, I mean, that's true. That's a relatively new thing also, right? Like,
yeah,
they didn't
I wonder why
that
that's
before.
In place. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, I never mind.
Okay, all right.
But, I mean, you know.
By the way, just my read of where we are hasn't really changed much. I think that nobody has a chance against Trump unless everybody but one person drops out. If the field is three people, Trump wins the nomination. I still think he likely loses the general election, but, you know, unless we get down to one alternative versus him and whoever that might be, and of course nobody's going to do that. They're not going to all drop out. At least I don't think so. Not before, you know, January. We'll see. 437-1620. Somebody here says agreed. He doesn't need to be in the debate until the field gets cut down to two or three. Or just one. Somebody here says that Trump is way ahead. Nothing good can come from the debate for Trump, right? Trump won't sign the pledge. I don't blame him for that. Why show support for a loser if they won the primary? Thus, he cannot be on the stage for the debate. Must be a Trump supporter. The indictments made him stronger, but I'm not convinced he's the best choice. I think there's a lot of that going around. There's a lot of, I know, you know, personally, right? People who voted for him one time and feel like, man, I just can't vote for him again. Just can't. I'm like, against Biden, you can't? I'm like, ugh. It's worse than when I had to pick him or Hillary. You know, like, I mean, there are a lot of people that are in that, and that would be general election stuff, right? They're going to vote in the primary for somebody else, and then if he wins the nomination, as it looks almost certain that he would do at this point, they're going to have to decide what they do. Or they leave it blank? You know, what do they do? Vote for some third party? I mean, they're not going to vote for Biden either, okay? So they'd be non-votes, right, when it comes to the two. So we'll... I like the idea of having the debate among the others because it will be a different debate than if he's there. I think it'll be a better debate than if he's there. But it's not a real debate until he's there, right? Both true. 752 News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This Wednesday, Republican presidential candidates will gather in Milwaukee for the first Republican presidential debate. Hear it live, beginning at 8 on News Radio 92.3.
Yo! Hold up!
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Always going back and watching movies, you know, especially now that a lot of movies aren't coming out.
No, I hear you.
And won't be for a while. We watched Do the Right Thing recently again.
Right.
Yeah, that is a powerful movie. I mean, and especially because that came out like pre-Ferguson.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, before anything. Mm-hmm. And very, very interesting. And I had forgotten. I had forgotten that Samuel L. Jackson was in that.
Isn't that weird? Because he's
Senior Love Daddy.
In a ton of Spike Lee movies,
right.
I mean, obviously, but like even School Days, he plays just one of the townies.
Just one of the guys.
And it's like,
and it's one of the characters.
After Pulp Fiction, it's like, oh my God, he was in everything and you just never noticed.
Exactly.
It's like that chick, that doctor from Scrubs. That JD went on to
the
have a baby
wife
with.
Of the
yeah. Hey, I was at Perry's funeral. I was this. I was that. I was right. here, and it's like, oh, okay, great.
How about you? You want to do traffic?
I guess.
All right, fine.
We are watching an accident. This is Michigan and Clifton Avenue in Pensacola, not showing a roadblock. And also keep in mind, Fairfield is still again down to one lane. This is eastbound from Pace Boulevard to the Rosa Parks Transit Center. That's where the block is. They're working on construction on that one lane, just like they have been. For like the month, it seems, but it's backed up at W Street still. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We have sad news this morning. Former county commissioner for 20 years, Don Salter, who had been in ailing health. We knew this was the case, as he wasn't even available to come to the groundbreaking for the Whiting Aviation Park, where there's a street named after him, literally on that property. But he was recognized back in 2017 by Matt Gaetz on the floor of the House.
And so on behalf of the United States Congress, Mr. Chairman, I am honored to recognize Commissioner Don Salter for his long history of unwavering service to our veterans, our community, and our country. Commissioner Salter.
Congressman, that was totally unexpected. I had no idea. Thank you, and I'm not normally speechless, but... I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing, especially on the military committees that you've been appointed to. And I look forward to working with you on many military issues and veteran issues.
Yeah, and his background being in the military and worked on protecting Whiting and creating the Aviation Park and the Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Milton and the courthouse, right? You know, the courthouse that he'd been working on for years and years and years and years. And he had made the joke. I think I had it that, the Whiting Aviation Park, when he began.
I'll never forget when we went into the Undersecretary of the Navy Infrastructure. He looked at me and said, "Wasn't your hair brown when you started working on this?" I said, "Yeah, brown. I had a lot more of it, too."
I mean, that's a long project to be working on. So sad to lose him, but of course, he was, you know, really great man and very, very powerfully effective for Santa Rosa County for so many years. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Deanne Criswell, says on CNN's State of the Union that several agencies, the FBI, Department of Defense, Department of Health and Human Services, have all been brought in to help account for all of the missing after those wildfires in Maui. She and President Biden scheduled to visit Hawaii today. 13 people living in a homeless camp in San Diego are alive after being rescued by firefighters. Apparently, they had a homeless camp set up in a dry riverbed. It filled up with water during Tropical Storm Hillary. Two people had to be treated for hypothermia.
Oh, yeah, and I can imagine in flood conditions. I mean, you could think you're in one of those aqueducts or a riverbed or somewhere, and you think you're fine, and then all of a sudden...
Man, I know.
Man, that's... Wow. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, coming up in a minute, we're going to talk to Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff. We have more stuff. There's always lots of backlog from stuff when I'm on vacation. We'll try to get to all of it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.